It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
And one of our favorite guests, friends from the community, Trinity from DVP, yes. Domestic Violence Prevention, Inc., is in here with us. How are you doing today, Trinity?
I'm fabulous.
Fabulous. I knew she was fabulous.
She always is.
She's got on a fabulous, festive necklace.
Yes, we're jealous.
Of Christmas lights that she turned on for us.
Yep.
During the Facebook Live right at the end of it.
Yes.
And she goes, "You didn't notice?" I was like, "No, I didn't."
Nope.
I said, "You didn't turn them on until the end." But anyway, she is very festive today, and we enjoy that. We like to get into the Christmas spirit. And speaking of the Christmas spirit, DVP has got their Christmas store, Santa store.
It's my most favorite time of the whole year.
I know, you love it. And y'all are about to open it up next week. Now, before we talk about where we're at as far as the toys and things in the store.
Right.
For those that may not have heard, maybe they haven't listened before or they tuned in for the first time. Of course, Domestic Violence Prevention, Inc. does serve people who have fled a situation where it's domestic violence, whether it be physical violence, emotional, monetary. Mm-hmm. It's just they're being... it's a dangerous situation.
Right.
When it comes to the point where they've fled and y'all are helping them, it's pretty much a dangerous, desperate situation. So that's the clientele that y'all help out.
Yes.
And a lot of times, not every time, but a lot of times these situations, they have children. And so they're fleeing with children. And so here we go to Christmas time. They're fleeing a dangerous situation. And they may not have hardly any money, place to go, a place to turn. And every child deserves something for Christmas. And that's why y'all got this beautiful Christmas store, Santa store. And that's why you've got it all going. Now, tell us. Next week you're supposed to open it up. How are we doing? How are we doing?
We're doing pretty good. Mm-hmm. We're on the good track to it right now. So we got a lot of awesome toys donated. But now it's time for us to actually fill those gaps that we didn't of the toys and things we didn't get. So right now we're really looking for monetary donations just to kind of, so when we go shopping next week, as the toys start depleting, you know, as our families come in, we can go shop and fill those gaps.
All right. So that will help you keep the store stocked up, fill the gaps that you already can realize, hey, we were a little short on this kind of thing. We're probably going to need that. And so if you'll make your monetary donation, and it doesn't have to be a lot. Now, obviously, if you've got the will and the way and you want to make a big donation, that's great. But if everybody would give just a little bit, that's also great.
Yes, it all adds up at the end of the day. $20 here, $50 here, $100 here. I mean,
right.
Somebody wants to make a big anonymous donation. That's also good.
Right.
But some of us can't do that. We can make a small donation. And that's what you said. Everybody pulling together.
Right.
And that way, when they come in, and we'll talk about this in a minute, they shop, they look for the what they want to get, it'll be there. Y'all have it, keep it restocked. So they need to make that monetary donation. The sooner the better, but obviously anytime this weekend or even during the week next week would be fine, would be good.
Yes, because like I said, we're shopping next week. So if donations come in next week, then we can just get it and go out there and get what we need.
All right. And let's talk a little bit about the store, because it's unique, because you're not going to bring them something and say, here's your gift.
Yes.
For your children, the moms or the dads or whoever get to come in and...
Yes. So, like you were saying earlier, a lot of our families are fleeing dangerous situations. And so, sometimes they don't feel comfortable going out into the community and shopping for things. So, we set up this confidential store in a confidential location. Nobody knows where it's at except for our clients. And we set up that toy store and they go in there and they shop and they feel safe when they're shopping.
Right.
All free of charge. Like you were saying, it's a walls full of toys and things that teenagers to birth... or birth teenagers, back that up, would like. So it's really awesome. And we're all about empowering our families. That's one of our goals. And when they actually get to go in and shop for their kids, that's just super empowering. It's probably more than the toy itself, but it's actually getting to pick it out and not just being given the toy.
Right.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you know, that person probably knows, well, you know, let's say they've got a 13-year-old daughter. And they may be looking for some type of stuff that, makeup type stuff or something like that. I don't know. but they may be looking at it and they go, well, no, I like this better.
Right.
So they get to shop and make their own decisions.
Yes.
And that's huge. Everybody likes to be able to pick out something for their child and they picked it out.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
And you were talking how important it is for the children.
Right.
Talk about that a little bit with her, about the importance of that maybe you it's going to be that toy or that thing you look back on later
right.
on.
Right. Well, have you noticed that the child feels empowered, or do you get the feedback that at the end of the day on Christmas the whole family feels more united and safer?
Yeah, because they're going through this dark time as well as their parents, and right. they see what's going on. They're not, you know, they notice, and when they go to school after Christmas break, right. and they get to talk about the toys that they got for Christmas,
yeah, they get
that's all the rage. Oh, I got this. I got what I wanted.
Right.
And that makes a difference for them kids.
It right. is a big deal, especially when you're dealing with your peers like that.
Right.
But this would be news time, but we already had local news a couple of times this morning, so we'll let our news sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture.
American made.
Quality furniture purchase in Bowie County, west of Texarkana. We'll let them be the sponsor of our continued talk with our friend, our guest from the community, Trinity, from DVP, Domestic Violence Prevention, Inc., and their Christmas... I keep messing around. Is it the Santa store or the Christmas store?
Santa.
Thank you.
And we need
to
put it big so that I got it that's right. all I'll yeah. ever see.
I got it right the first time. Then right. I started going second-guessing myself.
Right.
The Santa store is going to open next week, and it's going to give people that have come to DVP for help because they've fled a abusive situation. It's going to give them a chance to go in there at this... secret location, anonymous location, to right. keep them safe.
Right.
Because a lot of times, you know, they've got restraining orders against people who have been abusive. Right. And it's just dangerous sometimes. So they got it nice and safe for them to come in and shop.
Right.
And they get to go through this store that you people out there help stock.
Right.
And they get to pick out the items they want to pick out for their little boy or their teenage girl or whoever it may be that they're buying Christmas gifts for. I think it's
right.
a fantastic.
Yes.
Thing and a fantastic idea.
We're so glad you guys do this.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's so good.
Because as you said, they can't, they won't sometimes participate in the Toys for Tots because of documentation issues.
Yes.
And so this empowers everybody.
Yeah. Yes. Some of those things are so public.
Right.
And this is a nice private.
Yes.
Yeah. It's very safe, private location, and it's just done in a nice way
right.
so that they feel very good about what they're doing. They don't have to worry. They're not looking over their shoulder wondering, you know,
right.
what's going to yes. happen, who's going to show up, you know, this kind of thing. So it's mentally it's good for them, and obviously physically as well.
Right.
So it's a great thing. So we need your donations is what we're trying to say.
Please.
Yeah. Trinity was saying they're doing quite well, but
yes.
they know
help.
There's some gaps, and they know when people start coming in and shopping next week, it's going to deplete the store.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so with the monetary donations, we actually go out and shop and fill those gaps. So we'll be shopping throughout this whole next week and things like that and setting up our store today and tomorrow. So it's really exciting. And I really want to emphasize, when we say shop, there's like Airmark quotations around that. They actually
right.
don't pay money or
no.
anything. They just pick out the toys.
Yeah, but it feels like they're
but
shopping.
They feel like they're shopping.
Look,
they
yeah.
browse and look, and what's super empowering. But I just wanted to make sure you guys know we're not charging them. It's
yeah.
just all free.
Good.
Awesome.
Good.
Thank you for you know,
yeah.
making that clear.
Yeah.
It feels like they're shopping, but they're not actually having to spend any money. That's why
we're
asking
donating.
For the donation.
Yeah.
They're not paying a cent for it, but they get to go through and say, when they look at the thing, not that one for that one. You
right.
know, I think Johnny wants this.
Right.
And they can decide what they want to pick.
Yes.
So it feels like shopping. So yeah,
it
I'm
does.
Glad you pointed that out there. So that's why they need the donations is because they want to fill the store up. But obviously, yeah, the clientele will be able to pick those out for free. Now, what are the, you talked about it on the Facebook, there's several different ways that you can send monetary donations between now and probably the end of next week.
Yes. Uh-huh. So if you want to go to our main office, which is 424 Spruce Street, Texarkana, Texas, you can drop off a check, drop off cash, or if you want to mail it, that's fine too. You can also go on our website, www.dvptxk.org, and you can click on our donate button and donate through PayPal if you don't want to get out of your house. Sometimes I feel that way.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
There's lots of ways that you can donate, and we need all the help we can get because we have 250 kids we're serving this year.
That's a lot.
Big.
And if you, like you were saying, a little bit helps. So we're doing $100 per kid. So if you do $50, that's half of a kid's Christmas
mm-hmm.
that you're paying for.
Right.
Very good. So do that, please. And we'll have a story up on our website,
yep.
mypickradio.com. Anna's working on it, got it ready to go already.
Yep.
I mean, and she's efficient that way. And there'll be a link on there that you can click on so that you can get to it and donate that way. So please donate and help out. For those that are out there that, you know, maybe they're in that situation, this is always for the people that may be listening for the first time, and we always have those.
Yeah.
You know, we can't
Welcome.
Say, well, they've heard this before. Maybe
no.
they haven't. If there's somebody out there, they're in an abusive relationship, or things seem to be going south, as they say, and they're looking for ways to get help, Obviously, you've got that 24-hour hotline.
Yes, that number is 903-793-4357. There's always going to be an advocate there to talk with you, safety plan with you, get you safe, or safety plan with you for if you're not ready to leave in the moment. Mm-hmm. Just get you ready. Obviously, if you're in immediate danger, call 911. That's Please. Always important. Yep. But, you know, we served over, I think it was 1,300 people in our community last year.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. And we serve 10 counties in the area. And a lot of people don't realize what actually is domestic violence. If you think that something's going on, it probably is. So just give us a call and let's just talk about it.
All right. Yeah, you've told us before that it can be in a lot of different ways. It can be physical. It can be
financial. Emotional.
Yeah, a lot of different ways. Obviously, physical is the most dangerous, but it's all bad.
Yes.
None of it's good.
Yeah.
So if you need help, don't be afraid to reach out.
Yeah.
And call that number. We're talking with Trinity from DVP, Domestic Violence Prevention, Inc. here in Texarkana. And we're talking about their Santa store, which is opening up next week. It'll give parents out there who have fled a abusive situation, a many times dangerous situation, they're unstable right now, it gives them some stability, some happiness at Christmas by coming through. They get to browse the store that is stocked by your donations, and it makes them, you know, feel like they're picking it out. And they are. They're shopping, but they're not right. They're not spending money, but they're shopping, and they're looking at it and going, hey, I like this for this person, right. My daughter. I like this for my son. And they get a chance to pick out what they want. It's a great idea, and it's funded through the donations that you give. And we'll tell you again here in just a couple of minutes how you can make that donation to help out. But right now we're going to play a game.
Woohoo.
Today's game is the Classic Edition Slogan Off. It is the famous slogans of commercials. I'll give you the slogan. You give me the product.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. We do chicken right. And I'll give you a hint. Chicken is part of their name.
It has to be Kentucky Fried Chicken, right?
It has to be Kentucky Fried Chicken.
So, sure. For some reason, I was just the only thing that came to mind was like Tyson. I was like, that's not right.
Well, do it right too.
They do have slogans for those people, but I don't know what their slogan is. It may be something similar to that. I wouldn't know this one at all, but maybe you do. Beautiful skin can be a breeze. Beautiful skin can be a breeze. I'll give you a hint. Breeze is in the name.
Oh, like sea breeze?
Yes.
Okay.
I've never heard of that. Of course, I'm not into skin products.
It has a toner and all that good
really?
Stuff. Yeah.
Okay. This is from the day, I'll give you a hint, it's from an airline. We earn our wings every day. I don't think this company is even in business anymore.
Okay.
It's a bankrupt airline.
I was I'm probably not old enough for that.
You're
then.
Probably not. She's not.
No.
I wouldn't even.
Like Pan Am, Eastern.
There you go. Okay. You were going down the right line there. Eastern Airlines went out of, I think they went out of business a long time.
Probably merged with somebody else.
But I remember that. We earn our wings every day. Okay. I know that you're young, Trinity, but surely you've heard this, okay?
All right.
Or heard somebody talking about it. Used to be this old woman. Don't say that. Anna knows.
Okay.
Used to be this old woman on the commercials way back in the day, and she said, "Where's the beef?" And she was talking about a famous fast food restaurant. Think of the three famous fast food restaurants that are really out there as far as hamburgers are concerned. I'm just going to say McDonald's, Burger King, or Wendy's. You guess which one it is. Where's the beef?
I'm just going to say McDonald's.
She just guessed. It's Wendy's. It's Wendy's. Her name was Clara Peller. And where's the beef?
Oh, that makes sense. They're
chili or
whatever.
There's
a girl that's on their thing. That would make sense, Wendy.
This is a coffee thing. I'll give you a hint. Fill it to the rim with blank, and it rhymes. Fill it to the rim with blank, and it rhymes with rim.
I don't know.
It rhymes with rim.
Skim?
No.
It rhymes with brim?
It rhymes with rim because it's brim.
Oh, okay. I heard you wrong. Like, I thought brim was the coffee.
Listen. Okay. Real quick. A modern edition. Okay?
All right.
This is supposed to be new stuff. So maybe you'll know it.
Do maybe.
Seriously good scent. And I'll give you a hint. It's a laundry detergent. Seriously good scent.
Donnie.
No.
Gain?
Is it what?
Gain.
It is Gain. Built to serve is a car and truck manufacturer.
Oh, Ram Trucks. Sorry, I didn't give you any time. I'm so sorry.
Ram Trucks!
You had that one.
Yes, I knew that one. There, you stole my thunder.
Yeah, I just steal it. I'm so sorry.
And finally, life's too short for sensitive teeth. This is a new one. Life's right. too short for sensitive teeth. What toothpaste out there is big into sensitive teeth?
Sensodyne.
That's right!
Yes!
I knew that Trinity would know the modern edition because Trinity's still fairly young.
Yes, she's got this locked down.
We're over the, well, I'm not going to say Anna's over the hill. But anyway, congratulations. But once again, if you would, tell us the location and the ways that people can donate to the Santa store. Monetary donations are needed to help out these families.
Yes, so you can bring by a check or cash or mail a check mm-hmm. to 424 Spruce Street, Texarkana, Texas. Mm-hmm. Or you can go to our website at www.dvptxk.org and click our donate button and donate through PayPal.
Please do.
And Anna will have a link to that site on our website, mypigradio.com. So a lot of different ways to donate. Please do so. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you can do it today, that'd be great. This weekend, even next week will be fine because they're going to be having the store open. They're going to be coming in there. The store's going to get depleted. They can fill it back up. So please donate and help out these kids and families with need your help desperately at Christmas time. You'll feel better about it. Thank you, Trinity. We got to run. We'll see you later on the pick.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and friends Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on the Pig.